In a small chapel on the campus of the Oak Hill Prison, about 30 inmates gathered one evening in late February to watch the film that documents the class as well as the daily life of inmates at this minimum security prison. Scott Jenkins is serving a life sentence for a murder he committed in the 1980s. He says when he read Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment in the Oak Hill class, he was able to identify with the main character, Raskolnikov, who murders his landlady.
He did all these horrible things, but yet coming to prison was almost like a grace and redemption for him, a chance to rebuild what he tore apart.
In addition to Dostoevsky, inmates read Tolstoy's Anna Karenina and several short stories by Chekhov. In this clip from the film, Joshua Hopkins, who's serving time for drug dealing, says he knows most people think guys like him can't change. But the UW grad students teaching the class gave him a different perspective.
It's another thing to have people who have that heart, who have that humanities, who have the want to reach out. And that's what keeps people like me wanting to reach back, wanting to change.
And for teachers, like UW-Madison grad student Jose Vergara, teaching in prison is more than just a chance to practice his classroom technique. He's convinced reading literature, especially Russian literature, can change the lives of the inmate students he's teaching.
Taking these classes isn't going to help them get out of prison any sooner. It's not a bargaining chip. But they get different perspectives, a different worldview, sort of dynamic, maximalist Russian worldview where everything is kind of a struggle and you're working through these big ideas in everyday life. It helps them think about what they've done and what their lives are in prison and perhaps change in some way, big or small.
One of Vergara's students, Daniel Wright, was just released this month. He served 3 years for stabbing someone in a drunken fight. In this clip from the film, Wright says reading Anna Karenina in prison helped him understand something he'd never realized about women.
That women do have feelings, and seeing that Anna Karenina actually had some issues she was dealing with Alexander Alexandrovich, that she wasn't able to just outright reveal to him because of the type of person he was. So it gives you real-life scenarios so that you're able to make better choices in the future.
The director of the film, Mark Kornblatt, says he hopes the film provides a window into the lives of men, some of whom even he believes should never get out, and others who he thinks maybe shouldn't be locked up for as long as they are.
Whether it happens to be Godot by Beckett or Tolstoy or Turgenev, and they're reading all these things and they're discussing them just for the joy of discussing it. That in itself can only humanize people who other people outside the system say, they're animals, they're inhuman, whatever. Some of them may be really horrible people. And some of them that I sat next to may have done some horrible acts, but for that two-hour moment, the reading and the writing was as good as it gets in the world of discourse about literature and language.
The film is the Golden Badger Award winner at this year's Madison Film Festival. It will have its first public showing at the festival on Saturday. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.